Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring clinical and forensic psychologist Joni Johnston.
We just heard the story of Harmony Montgomery, the Audrey Cunningham story, another one that raises so many eyebrows and reaches so many hearts. Another little girl whose life taken far too early at the hands of a horrible, horrible human being. Audrey Cunningham, that little girl, 11 years old, killed by a monster living on the very property where she lived, because mom and dad said, hey, we're doing the godly thing. We're doing what we believe is in our faith and giving people a second chance. And how are we to know that this was a sex offender, that this is a convicted felon? We couldn't look that up. We couldn't find that. Never mind the way the man looked to begin with. They're trying to do the right thing. And in the end, their daughter was murdered. Joining me to discuss, Dr. Joni Johnston, forensic psychologist. This is a case where I'm looking at it and it feels like there's a lot more going on here than meets the eye. I know the parents just released that statement saying we had no idea that this could have happened. We didn't know about his past, but I mean, I don't know. There seems to be a lot of gray area here, because there seems like the writing was on the wall when you decide to let this guy stay in the trailer behind your house.
You know, I have to say, Tony, I just want to be, this is my, me personally, I want to be very slow to criticize these parents, because I don't know, you know, the circumstances in terms of, you know, how long they knew this person before he came to live with them. Well, I mean, you know, these parents have paid the ultimate consequence, right? Yeah. The ultimate sacrifice. So if they made an error in judgment, I mean, it's then nobody is going to suffer like they are going to suffer for making that decision. And so that is just absolutely heartbreaking to me to think about that. Now, you know, a lot of more things may come out. We may know that they have a different kind of relationship or whatever. But until then, you know, I just feel like that, you know, there just doesn't need to be any criticism levied at these parents because of what they're going through already. On the other hand, you know, I have to say, when I first heard that, you know, that he wasn't on the sex offender registry, this is obviously in a different state than California, which is where I live. But I didn't even believe that. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. And I was really astonished to see that somebody who's convicted of enticing a child, you know, gets in prison for 2 years and is not required to register. And so, I mean, sadly, I'm afraid that, you know, I mean, sadly and gladly at the same time, sadly, because a child died. And, you know, gladly, this may be yet another law that gets passed in an attempt to protect children. Meaning, you know, I have a feeling we're going to see Audrey's law, which now requires individuals who are convicted of enticing a child to register. because there absolutely should have been some way that he was some kind of database.
And that's the argument that's being brought out. And I've been trying to find, you know, okay, because there's a loophole in the law is what's being stated by the family that allowed him not to register as a sex offender. How is that? I mean, if you've been charged, you've been convicted of these crimes, what is this loophole that allow? I mean, is this state by state where some states have a place where because you're not reaching this level of being a sex offender that you don't have to register, or what are we talking about here exactly? This loophole is.
I'm sorry, Tony. I think there is some variability in terms from state to state. I'm not that familiar with I'm pretty sure there's state by state sex offender registries that have different laws about that. But I went to try to understand this myself because I was like you, I was kind of puzzled by this. And what was the most difficult thing for me to wrap my head around was the enticement charge apparently was levied and he was convicted only because his victim got away. Was able to get away from him. So in other words, you know, it wasn't like this guy did a lesser offense or he was trying to do a bigger offense. He was trying to sexually assault this 10-year-old girl who's spoken out since then. And she, by her own wits, was able to escape him. And that, I think, is what's mind-boggling. How there could be a loophole that allowed for that, is beyond me. So I don't know. I don't understand why that would be the case. But I'm thinking, okay, you're saying that, you know, clearly if he had been, I'm putting this in very big quotation marks, successful in what he was trying to do, of course he would have been on a sex offender registry. So there's got to be some, you know, reasoning for why this person, again, because if he had a victim who was able to get away, is not a, you know, does not require to be on the sex offender registry. I have a very, like I said earlier, I cannot believe that that is not going to change.
Well, it's like the law almost enables it. Like, well, if you didn't succeed, and again, big air quotes, succeed first time, try again because you're not on the registry. I mean, that's really how this would read to some horrible human being like this. And obviously he did try again because he wasn't on that list. I don't know that it's a huge problem that people are just taking in individuals and putting them in the trailers in their backyards on good faith or because they believe it's the right thing to do because that's what their religion tells them to. But gosh, and I'm not trying to attack the parents here, but gosh, I mean, there had to have been some red flags here. I mean, what does this say just in general about sometimes people's goodwill and the horrible things that can happen if you're kind of blindly going into it strictly on faith?
Well, and I think that is a good point. I mean, you know, there's the old saying, trust but verify, right?
Yeah.
Which just means that certainly, you know, it is very important. I mean, I'm all for giving people second chances. Sure. I've seen people be given second chances and be very successful. I think when you have children involved, I think that you know, that certainly does beg for a greater level of caution.
Yeah.
And perhaps supervision. And it also means that you're right. We need to, you know, proceed with caution and not necessarily follow the kind of the old rule of I'll trust you till you give me a reason not to, but almost like I'm not going to trust you until over time you give me a reason to. So I think that, you know, faith and second chances are fantastic as long as they're cautioned with, you know, with investigation and with some, you know, some safeguards in place.
Yeah, like just using your mind. I mean, I hear when I hear the arguments, and I'm not anti-religion or anti-faith or anything, but it's like, if we're going down that road, he also gave you a brain to use. And maybe the man who has the Nazi apparel and the tattoos all over his body connected to the Aryan Brotherhood might not be the best person to have around your property with small children. I would just think that I don't know, it's easy to look at this and judge it from the outside with a lot of anger because the little girl is dead. Like you said, these people have paid the ultimate price. But my goodness, it's hard not to just shake your head and go, how did you not see this coming?
Yeah. It is hard because we're all angry.
Yeah.
That an 11-year-old girl, precious little girl, whose life is lost for nothing.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.